The World Cup Championship soccer match between France and Italy today was a hard-fought squeaker. Regulation ended in a 1-1 draw, so did overtime. The championship wasn't settled until a penalty kick shootout put Italy on top 5-3. Soccer America magazine's Mike Watala joins me now from Berlin. Hello there, Mike.
Hello, how are you doing?
So this was a pretty exciting game. It must have been tense there in the stadium.
It was very tense in the stadium, especially after the French captain Zinedine Zidane was red-carded, ejected from the game. The fans didn't see it, that he had head-butted Marc Mazzarri, so they just booed and jeered the Italians for the rest of the game, not knowing that Zidane was justifiably ejected. So it really got loud, but it didn't bother the Italians at all.
Do you think the teams were well-matched?
I think so. I think I was surprised that in the second half the French had most of the game, that they pressured the Italians, kept the Italians in their own half, made the Italians a little nervous. They were losing the ball. I had expected the Italians to take command of this game. They had been slightly more attacking, more attack-minded and more successful early in the tournament. Overall, obviously, they were closely matched, and the Italians were lucky in the penalty kick, or they kept their nerves, whichever way you look at it.
Now, both teams scored pretty early on, leading some of us to think, well, maybe this will be an exciting game and we'll see more scores than we have so far in this tournament. But that wasn't to be the case.
No, the story of this World Cup has been that the excitement, the atmosphere, the friendliness, all the fans from different countries getting together and partying has been wonderful. The soccer, unfortunately, is disappointed. Very many of the teams have played with only one forward. The goal scoring was the lowest since 1990. So I think when this is settled down, people are going to take a look at the sport of soccer and maybe think about tweaking a rule or two, because we averaged about 2.3 goals a game, which is not much at all.
Yet set a record for penalties.
Right. I mean, I think it wasn't necessarily a very unfair World Cup. I think the sportsmanship overall was good. The referees tried to crack down on fouls. FIFA, which is the governing body of soccer, believed that if they crack down on the cheating, maybe the scoring will go up because the creative players will have some space and be able to do something. Unfortunately, that didn't help either.
How do you think this match will stack up against other World Cup matches you've seen? Do you think it was a fitting finale, or was it a bit of a letdown going to the penalty kicks in the shootout?
I think it was a letdown. Of course, they're dramatic, these penalty kicks, but it's just a crapshoot once you get the penalties. It's not a reflection of how good a team is. Unfortunately, we haven't come up with a better way to settle a tie. When two teams play for 120 minutes and one can't score one more goals than the other, well, you got to come up with something. You can't play forever.
Soccer America magazine's Mike Watala speaking to us from Berlin. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.